Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're very grateful to be in your presence in this place dedicated to you. May it take on all the aspects, Lord, in solemnity of worship, sincerity, sobriety concerning you as it ought to, Lord, because of temples within it, O God, human hearts dedicated to you to put you first, not just to sing about you, but actually to put you first in all things, knowing that we are at this time laying up treasure in heaven, or we are not, knowing, Lord, we can if we will. Help us, Lord, to study your word tonight, to see grace and mercy, to see your presence, and to honor it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, we're going to continue with the reading of the, there's a man here that can turn on the light, and as we start where we left off at, we remember that Brother Branham put forth principles on light as a Bible formula. That's what he was doing. He wanted to teach us on light in the Word of God. It's actually how it came, what its purpose was. And we saw how light leads to more and greater light until it comes to the light. That's what we find in his sermons on the great light that came with Luther, the greater light that came with Wesley, the greater light that came in Pentecost, and now what a great light and a great glory at this hour, which brings us to him. I can't repeat that enough, that as the Old Testament prophets prophesied in a measure, in a part, they were revealing him who was to come, and as soon as that revelation was complete to that hour, then, of course, that great one had to come on the scene. And many people today don't understand that that's the same principle in the New Testament. You tell people that the word is given in parts, they go into a just a blankout. See, they can't get rid of their thinking. The first thing you've got to do is to accept it. The Bible says a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Well, that tells you that there anything that's from above, you've got to receive it. And then what you do, you check it out with the word. And it is very true, the scripture says, now we see in part, but then we're going to see the whole. It was a matter of seeing darkly and then face to face. Well, if that doesn't tell you that the word in the church ages comes in part to the person, then you must admit that you are categorically out of your spiritual realm. You just don't qualify. See, what do you expect light to lead you to? Well, it leads you to what is extant for that hour. What is the promise for that hour? Well, the promise for that hour, the prophet says, would he should appear to the Gentiles and do the things in the Spirit, what he did when he was here on earth in the flesh to Israel. Then he would have to be here distinctly in spirit and do those things. Well, people say, well, I never heard that. Well, wonderful. Who ever heard of John Glenn going to up and orbiting around? Who ever heard of these other fellows like Armstrong getting on the moon? So fine. You never heard of it? People never heard of Azerbaijan either, so there's no such a place, I guess. I don't know if he even counts that right. Well, I could say one little further. Whoever heard of Joe Raskily outside of us, so there's no Joe Raskily. I mean, people are ignorant, and they love their ignorance. You can't tell them anything, because ignorance is bliss, therefore it is folly to be wise, until they wake up and it's too late. See? Now, for example, Brother Branham talked about the star that came out of Jacob. A scepter that was to rise out of Israel. That was a prophecy. Well, the Magi knew that, the people in that day knew there was such a prophecy. So when a certain star appeared, they began to look at it and see, well, could this be the one that qualifies with Scripture? Well, it was. And so they began to follow the star. So therefore, the star led them as a light to the great light. Not just manifested light, but to the manifester of light. And they followed that to the very Logos himself. So we're reading over here in the 38th page of A Man That Can Turn on the Light, and I'll try to get this finished tonight. So it says, so Noah was the light in his day. He was the light. Noah was that light. He was the light to what? To make God's word, I will destroy man upon the earth that I've created, build an ark, and all desires to come into it will be saved. Now that's quite a statement. He was the light that was there to destroy. Boy, you say, I believe in grace. Fine. Believe all you want. I don't care what you believe. It doesn't matter to God what I believe and you believe. Believe anything you want. Believe the moon's made out of green tea. It's your business. You think it's going to change God? Oh, he's a God of grace. Well, you want to make him a God of disgrace and stupid? You know, some people don't believe that God has any intelligence. Now, this prophet right here, he said, I will destroy man upon the earth that I've created. That's the Bible. That's exactly right. That's exactly what Noah was. What is it, man alive? What about the end prophet? I'll send Elijah and those that don't listen. Zap! That's not a nice thing to say. I'll take that back. That's a bit unkind. But what are you going to do? So they say, I'm going to change it. Well, try it. You can't add a cubit to your stature by taking thought. Neither can you say for sure I'm going to go to town tomorrow. You can't even keep the hairs in your head. Well, you can get a transplant. That's not necessarily going to work. They find that doesn't really work. You had to have life there in the first place. Ha! Some heads have no life. Well, where are we going to stop? We're going to see how ridiculous man is. Build an ark. Now listen, build an ark. And all that desires to come in it will be saved. And all that hears Elijah is going to be okay. And those that don't aren't. Oh, I can't believe that. Well, don't believe it. Who cares? Well, how should I try to persuade men against an ignorance that they got down from the Heavenly Father? You say, Heavenly Father? Yeah, the devil. He's up in the heavenly places too. As an old Baptist preacher one day said, you better be careful when you pray our Father which art in heaven, because the devil is the prince of the power of the air. You could be praying to your Father. Not facetious, just the truth. Noah walked out there and said, there's one way and that's an ark. Well, I said, just a minute. We can kill the lamb. Why kill the lamb? No problem. Kill it. Kill any number of lambs. Don't make any difference. You show me where the sacrifice ever changed the word of God. When did Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, ever change the word of God? Hogwash, it changed the word of God. It fulfilled the word of God. According to conditions that were laid down, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ will never rid this world of a judgment. It's only for a bride that walks up. They said that crazy old fanatic. Now listen, he was the Word made manifest. Noah was the light of the hour. Sure was. In his day, his age, he sprung forth the light. In other words, the light sprung forth from him. What does it say in Ephesians 5 and 8? For ye that were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In begotten of light, the begetter who is light, you're now light. Then what would that person be being a prophet? In whom God was. And in him veiling the word. Light. Light. So I think that terminology, dear Brother Vale, should only go to God. And why do preachers call themselves reverend? Because he alone is reverend and holy. Why do millions of Catholics call a man father? He could well be if they follow the creed of what they've mostly gone through. Let's get very frank about some of these things. Go back to the place where we used to live in Alberta. They ran Father McDonald out of town because he had too many little bastard children hanging around. What about the Presbyterians? I can take you down in New York. Where the dentist's wife tried to commit suicide. She's pregnant by the Presbyterian preacher. And he about slept with everyone in the congregation. Father so-and-so. You know, I'm going to tell you something. If this world doesn't need a prophet, you tell me what it needs. Because the world doesn't have any light. There isn't any light in the world. Because the world doesn't produce it, takes God. Amen. And if God doesn't have a channel, I'd like to know what he has. and he's light, and the prophets are light, and they only have one purpose that resolves itself in anything that is worthwhile, and that is to the children of light. And those children come forth in the light when eternity. Now, Moses was the light of his arm, because God had said, I'll surely visit you. God said to Abraham, previous to this, I'll come down, I'll take the people of the strong hand, I'll show my power in Egypt. That's what he said, remember? Moses went, when Moses up there met the burning bush, up there and found out the I Am was in that bush, Moses went down there and he said, and he was the light. Amen. No wonder he could take some dust and blow it up and say, let there be peace come upon the earth. He had the word of God. What happened? Dust began to blow, peace began to come. Hallelujah. Why? He was a manifestation of the light of God's word. I'll plague Egypt. He was a prophet. Now notice it's twofold. I've been showing you that. The mount of blessing and the mount of cursing. I showed you last Sunday, spirit of life and spirit of death. They choose you this day whom you're going to serve. He was a prophet. What he said came to pass. He was the light of that day. He was God's light. Pharaoh might have had everything he wanted to have and the rest of them. All the priests had what they wanted. But Moses was the light. Why? He was showing forth God's word manifested. God promised, I'll bring them out under a strong hand. I'll get myself glory. And that's what he was doing. Moses. Bringing him out with a strong hand, getting glory to God. And condemning Egypt. Could God have done it without a prophet? No way. Or we say, well, it isn't that God couldn't have done it. It's that God won't do it. Because that's how he does it. That's what he was doing. That's the reason Moses proved that he could create. Not because he wanted to create, but because God told him to. Go to the congregation and say tomorrow, the Lord that God just spoke to me, take a handful of dust, throw it up in the sky like this and call it. Call for free. There's none here, but it'll be there. Amen. I hope you're not asleep. Oh, manifestation. Well, he's telling you that what God called for back there, God's calling for something right now, and you're seeing God right before your eyes unveiled. Right down here in an instant. He said, I'm sent. God did say to our father, surely he'd visit us down here and take us out. He'd come down and take us out. I've come to prove the hours at hand. What took him up? Pillar of fire. I said that number of men. Get rid of what you got. Let's go. Let your thinking go. Some of them said, well, I believe. Jason said, I don't think there's any hurry. We shouldn't be excited about this. Look, it failed four or five times. But just the same, I moved on. They came out and said, we stone this Moses and get him away from us. We don't want him in our group here. Moses just moved right on anyway because he was the light. He was the light of the hour. What he had, what was it? God manifesting his promise words to Moses. Moses was the light. In other words, it wouldn't have been any without the man. Well, you say God would have raised up somebody else, then that would have been Moses. Elijah was the light. Go out there and sit in that hill. I've commanded the ravens to feed you. Amen. Yes, sir. He came back down with thus saith the Lord. Not even dew will fall from heaven till I call for it. Amen. Sun might shine. You might call for all the clouds and do anything you want to, but not even dew will come till I call for it. What was he? The light. Why? Because he said what was going to happen. He shed light on the subject. Well, you say, just a minute. I don't like what he shed. That's exactly right. Light is light to somebody and dark to another somebody. One side's a blessing, next is a curse. One side is light, the other side is death. Sure thing. Like the flood. Light to the good boys, death to the bad boys. Serpent seed went all down. See, there's nothing left in an admixture. I think serpent seed was entirely carried out at that time. I can't say this end's going to be that way. God knows I don't know. Like to get the tail end. All right? What was he? Light. Hallelujah. He was the light, the light. He was the word of God made manifest. See? In other words, what happened? It was the word that was vindicated, the word of the hour. It wasn't some kind of a glare, okay? They thought he was crazy sitting up there. He had porters feeding him. And them starving to death. They wanted to live in tradition. Go ahead. Not Moses nor Elijah. He was a living light, sitting up there by the brook sheriff, just having a good time, and had meals and somebody to care for him and everything. They thought he was crazy, but he was a light. They said, hey, what become of that holy roly we had around here? You know what? Somebody was hunting the other day and said they'd seen him standing up there by the mountaintop. I bet the old fella's about dried up by this time. You know, and they said he might have got taken up, you know, and just dropped somewhere. Oh, no, he was the light. He was the light. He was the light of God of his day. John, when he came to the earth and went into the wilderness to get his education from God, not the seminary, he had to introduce the Messiah. So when he came forth, Jesus said he was a shining, bright and shining light. That's what Jesus said. John's a bright and shining light, rejoicing as light proceeding. Hallelujah. Why? He was the word manifested. He certainly was. They said, who are you? He said, I'm Isaiah 40 manifested. I'm Malachi 3. He said, I'm the word in the flesh. I'm the word made flesh. Now people say, well, just a minute now. I just don't think that that's right. Then what are you?
Right,
amen. You see what you do? You cut your throat the minute you put your finger on it. You're down. You're down the drain. You're gone. Goodbye. You say, well, I'm a fine fella. Oh, fine fella, my foot. You stink. You rotten heathen. Stinking rotten pride of Satan. Listen, Satan fell by reason of pride. 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 And a man that changes the word of God concerning himself or anything God says stinks with the same pride of rotten hell that Satan had. Because there's only one real humility. And that's to say what God said. Otherwise you've got pride to dare to change the word of Almighty God. Another satanic trick. And then people say with their creeds and dogmas they're going to make it. They're going to make it, all right. I'm going to be where they're by the grace of Almighty God. God, you've got to strangle me and kill me. He was the word manifested. Isaiah said so. That's right. He sent forth a voice in the wilderness crying, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his way. Voice of one crying, will it? Here he come forth. What was he? A voice of one crying, will it? What was he? Manifestation of the word, light. Light pointing to light. Word pointing to word. Word in flesh pointing to the word in flesh. Light pointing to the light. Manifestation pointing to the manifester. All things are made by him. There's nothing that's made that wasn't made by him. Same God that spoke in Genesis spoke this, and here come the light. L-A-F-E. He said, let there be light for the sun. The sun came in existence. So he said there'd be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Here he come forth. Now how'd he come forth? He came forth by virtue of generation after generation of humanity. But it was just the same as when God said, let there be light. Well, people want to denigrate this. Oh, well, that's just a prophecy. Well, that's just it. Well, that just shows you ain't going to make it. Yeah. Now, if you ain't going to make it, do something about it. Either get right with God or go out and have a ball. So let not a crow sit around pretending it's a dove. Or a buzzard pretending it's a peacock. Tell you what, we can camouflage ourselves ever so carefully, but it doesn't mean that God won't look down and know us. As he said, let there be light for the sun to an existence, he said there's a voice, the same thing, a voice crying was, here he come forth. He was the light of the hour, like the sun was the light, so this man was the light. He also said in the last days, amen, the light of the hour, crying in the wilderness of Babylon. Now listen, Brother Branham identifies himself. Oh, this is a good little sermon here I'm reading. Oh, yes, my beloved friend. Love it all the way through. I'm going to get ready for it. Now, he also said in the last days, amen, the light of the hour, crying in the wilderness of Babylon, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, touch not her unclean thing, get away from it, flee from the wrath that is to come. So therefore, Brother Branham is Revelation 18:40. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Now listen, that voice was in heaven, right? And when the voice came down to earth, the voice was no longer in heaven. Then heaven was silent concerning that voice. Let me see something here. What about the voice of Revelation 5? I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals?" Has that been done? Then that voice is silent. There's other scriptures here. I'll get them later on. But remember, there was a time there when the thunders and lightning and voices came out of the throne? When they're fulfilled, then heaven is silent with that, too. I didn't say anything, did I? I just thought a thought. You do what you want with it. John said the same thing. The axe is laid to the root of the tree. And John the Baptist foreran the first coming year message. Foreruns the second, come out of here, my people. Didn't even have an education. Didn't talk even like a preacher. He talked about serpents and sticks and trees and axes and things and like was used in the wilderness. He wasn't raised up in some great big fine stuff they have today. And like they had in that day. He came up with his own language. He didn't stand and say, "Amen," and all those fancy bowings, what have you. He came out of the wilderness. Said, "Don't you begin to think that I belong to this and I belong to that. God's able of these stones to raise children of Abraham." So he's explaining exactly what that scripture meant back in the days of John the Baptist, because it means the same today. Don't think your Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, you have any hold on God. God's able to take bootleggers or harlots out of the street and make saints out of them. Someone's going to hear it and someone's going to believe it. He also said the axe laid the root of the trees. And every tree that don't believe is hewed down and cast in the fire. Where'd he get that from? Acts 3. Quoting Malachi. So that was his message. He was the light of the day. See? In other words, in plain English, John and his word was different from anybody else's word, period. Though a lot of people might have been looking and supposing and hoping, John alone had it. And says, Alpha is Omega, the same thing obtains today. William Branham alone had it. They can say what they want. Jesus said he was a bright and shining light, and for a little while you desire to walk in it. What did John say to the prophet? He's standing among you right now. Favorite quote. Now I want you to know this for sure. You that listen to this tape, you might have thought today I tried to say that about myself seeing I'm preaching this message. I have no more to do with it than nothing, no more than just a voice. And my voice, even against my better judgment, I want to be a trapper. But at the will of my Father, I declare to do and am determined to. I wasn't the one that appeared down the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. John wasn't the one that appeared. He was only standing there when he appeared. Typical parallel. I'm not worthy to lose his shoes. Now, he said, he's standing right now among you. I'm not worthy to lose his shoes. And as soon as he comes on the scene, I'm going off. Oh, my. For he was a light. Now, there's no two or three lights. Nor four or five different organizations. There was one light. There's not Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian. Christ is the light, and the light is the Word. And the Word manifested is the light of the hour. In other words, plain English, the portion of the Word for this hour is the light. You don't go back. You don't go back, because you're coming closer and closer. The Word manifested is the light of the hour. Let there be light, and there was light. Yes, sir. Let there be light, and there is light. He spoke that there would be light in this day. And there is light. He's coming. I believe it. Now, if that's future, what value is it? It's got to be during the lifetime of Brother Branham to qualify as John the Baptist. And he did because he said Revelation 10 and 1 was here when Revelation 10 and 7 was here. So tell me what came down. Well, he told you, Revelation 5 and 1 is the same as Revelation 10 and 1. And Revelation 1, 12 to 18 is the same as Revelation 10 and 1. So we know who came down. The bleeding lamb never came down. It was the one with the rainbow over his head. That wasn't over the mercy seat. That was over the throne. Look at the promise of this age. Oh, my, every light that's ever shined. These church ages, we see it's been pitiful sight to see rejecting. Revelation 3. I wrote down Revelation 3 here, referring to what it was. Look at the promise of the hour, what we're living in. A rejected light. What did they do? They rejected it back there. Why? They were living in the glare. What are they doing today? Well, are you a Christian? I'm Lutheran. I'm a Baptist. See? I'm Presbyterian. What is that? If that's living in the glare, then that's vomit. See? Now, in other words, those churches are eating vomit. That's just what it is. Now look, as I told you more than enough, I've looked into the references of Luther and different men, and the churches that say they follow them, no more follow them than nothing. They live in a glare. They live in a name, and the name is dead. That's all. I'm Presbyterian. Don't mean one thing to God. See? You go back to vomit, you get sick. As Brother Branham said, what made the dog sick in the first place is up, and he turns and eats it, to make him sick all over again. What you need is fresh manna. See? Now, I'm Presbyterian. That don't mean one thing to God. Just might say I'm hog, pig, anything else you want to call yourself. Just means as much. No disregard you. But if you're taking to the fundamental part, that's right. Ask the question. A Christian, that's Christ in you. And if Christ is in you, the Word is in you. Then if the Word is in you, when the light's shining, how are you going to walk out of it? That shows your eternal security, too. The elect cannot be deceived. The light. The evening lights are shining. The bride tree is blooming. Now what does bloom signify? Fruit. First fruit. Resurrection. The return to the seed. Harvest. He said it's in blossom. Oh, remember they pruned that old tree. What the canker in it, the palmer were needed, and so on right down the line. But what does God say? I'll restore, saith the Lord. What is it? It'll bring forth. All that the Lutherans ate, the Wesleyans ate, all of them, I'll restore it. Because it's still in the root of the tree. Why? Because the life is in there, see? It's laying yonder in the ground, just like sap that went down. As I said about the sister, it's laying there. The trumpet of God shall sound someday, and then elected Luther, Methodist, Baptist, that had nothing to do with the organization. Luther never organized nothing. Moody didn't. It was the Rickies after them. John Smith organized nothing. None of the rest organized. It was the light of the hour. Luther, Wesley, or none of the rest of them. It was that group afterward that made the organization. The Holy Ghost never organized nothing. Pentecost. Pentecost experience, not a denomination. It never organized nothing. Oh, no. But the men who claim to be Pentecostal organize it. That's the husk yonder dying. Instead of pressing it into the paper to make the full image of Jesus Christ come forth, no, they pulled themselves out. So they're nothing to do into it. Just let them alone. But we find out this light, this tree, Christ rejected again by the church. Why? For the same cause they did it first. The old false glares of light of the other day. And he's the same yesterday and forever. Hebrews 13:8 says so. Listen, I want to just take you now and let this be personal. I decided to turn off the tape, but I won't. I'll just let it sit there. I wanted to ask you something. Watch this, see? He is the same yesterday and forever. Watch. His works that he did manifest itself. Now listen close. When he stood there in John 14:12, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. Greater than this shall you do because I go to my Father. Now he said it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that word will never fail. Now, if we're at the last day of the age, where is the greater works going to come? We're here. Listen, if the Roman calendar is right, we got 36 years left. Every 2,000 years the world meets her end. Now this was preached December 29th. In 63, just before 64 rolled around. First 2,000 years destroyed by water. Second 2,000 years Christ come. This is 64 coming up, 36 years. That'd be 2,000, add to 64. See, 36 to 64 makes 2,000. Now the Egyptian astronomy calendar says we're 17 years out. So that would be what? 80,
83. You bring it up to 83. 83 would be 17 years to go to make it 2000. Now, that would leave 19 years left. Jesus said the work would be cut short for the elect saint. Now, notice he uses that twice, once for Israel, once for us. Okay? The works that I do shall you also. So, looking at what he said, in 1964 would be 1980, would be 1981. That's right, then would be 19 years to go. Now, add 19 to 64, you get 1983. See, that's where we'd be today. So how close are we getting? See, very, very close. Notice he said one day, let's see some of the great work he done. Let's stop just a couple of things. One time he said, you feed them something to eat. They said, we don't have anything. He said, what do you got? Bring me what you got. Well, you got 5 barley loaves, 2 fishes. Bring them to me. He took the original 5 loaves and barley. The barley loaves began to break the loaves. From the original, he made bread, fed 5,000. Is that right? Then he said, if you got a fish, hand me the fish. It was a fish to begin with. He took off that fish, another fish, fed 5,000. Is that right? But on the last day, he had nothing. See, like the first day. He just spoke and said, say, it'll be there. And it was there without anything in it. He never had a squirrel. There was none there. He just said, let there be. Now, Brother Branham does not admit that he said these things himself. He said. And there it was. Oh, his word's infallible. It has to be fulfilled. See? So you notice that Jesus never did create when he was here on earth. See? So you're back to the days of Moses, the order of days of Moses. I could tell you things that would shake you, see? It's there when he says it's there. Now, what was said through his lips that was there? We don't know because he didn't tell us. But in meetings, we heard it and didn't know what happened. See, the east, the west. The west here has come back to meet the east. And met the west. But let's read again. The west here has come back and met the east. It was Moses even picked up sand and said, let there be fleas, and so forth upon the earth. But in the last day, he doesn't take anything, see, just the word. Let it be, and it is.
Hallelujah.
See? Now, that puts you and me out of everything but his hands. That if he doesn't do it, it isn't going to be done. And if he does do it, you're not going to stop him doing it. See, look at, Sarah couldn't stop him. She laughed. See? What said, that's the way it'll be. I want to testify of some of these things tonight. See? And what's happened that you can see is still God. His words can't, no doubt he's going to mean fail. These works that I do, I shall also, you also, and greater than this shall you do. I took a fish to make a fish. You don't even have a fish. He's still God. He's still the same Son, the Son of God, that took a fish off a fish. It's the same Son of God today. These works that I do shall you also, even greater than this shall you do. Now, greater means greater, more than this. Now, just a minute. He's already told you that Jesus had something to start with, and this time nothing. So, therefore, the magnitude of the act is greater than the previous magnitude of the act, and the number of acts are greater than the previous number of acts. Or I don't even know what he's bothering talking about. See? Well, you know what you're talking about. He likes to keep things dampened down. Because when you bring things out bang, 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 like we do today, well, you just scare the living daylights out of people. But what is the difference anyway? Here we're going to get scared anyway. A false light. You know, I was just thinking of something. And then he tells about that $7 million holdup in Britain, which we don't need to worry about. The greatest robbery of all time. Satan's greatest robbery, getting people living in the glare. Oh, false light. That's what the glare is. Yet it's cost the church the greatest robbery it ever had. Cold denomination of creeds, brother, won't ripen a vindicated word. No? A grain? The Bible said, Jesus said the word is a seed, the sower sows, see? The cold creeds won't ripen the grain. No, no. Cold blizzard days won't ripen the wheat. No, no. It takes the warmth of sunlight because it was God's spoken word to do such a thing with it. And it'll take the word spoken of God today to show the saints of God that Jesus Christ lives just the same as he was yesterday, he is today. Now, he doesn't put it down the road forever. He said what he was yesterday, he is today. So he's got to be here doing it. Creeds and denomination won't do it. Cold and different, grain or rot in the ground, it can't come forth under that. That's the reason today we have what we do. Like our precious brother Billy Graham, great revivalist. I think God is using the man. But look what he does. Goes out there amongst Baptists here. What does he do? A bunch of churchgoers. You see where the Southern Baptists are crowing down there because they have the most denominations? Every denomination agreed with other Protestants. The Catholics took them all nearly last year. You see it's in the papers? They sure did. Don't worry. It's going to take them all because it's Baptists and all right together. We're counting the churches. Why would you want this to be over here? As long as you're rejecting this, what difference does it make? Aren't you using the same denominational tags, just the same as you are at one place, one the beast, and one the other the mark? So there you are. He's telling people, if you don't believe this, I don't care what you're into or not into. You're gone. It's where he's been. He stomped his seal of approval, and there you take it. And there she all led right straight to the White House, to Washington, D.C., Council of Churches, and there you go. And clergymen take them right back on, exactly the Bible said they do, mine. Now just think now where we're at. Look at the promises for the day rejected again. The church has done this in the last eight, the denominations. Glare, living in the false glare is the reason that it won't ripen. That's the reason that this word, you don't see miracles. See, anybody living in the glare, the word just is die, is dead to them, really. False anointing is the only thing that comes along, and then, of course, they fall for it. A priest interviewed me not long ago and said, Mr. Branham, how did you baptize a certain girl? They come out of this church, backslid, married a Catholic boy, went to Catholic church, going to take her in the church. I said, I baptized Christian baptism. The bishop wants to know. All right, there it is. Do you swear to this? I said, I don't swear at all. If you can't take my word for it, well, that's all. Bible said, don't swear. By heavens, as God's throne, earth, his footstool, that your yes be yes, no, no, you have to take my word. Well, you said Christian baptism. What does it mean? By immersing? That's the only way baptism was ever performed in a Christian way. I baptized in the high river, took her under water, named the Lord Jesus Christ, brought her up, baptized, named the Lord Jesus. That's the only Christian baptism there is. He said, yes, sir. He put it down and said, strange. You know the Catholic Church used to baptize that way? I said, when? And they did. And he said, went ahead. And the discussion went on for a while and said, well, we are the original Catholic Church. We're the original Catholics. Knowing there, laid right there, the books, you know, the history on it, I said, that's true. Why don't you do it today? Well, he said, we got power to admit sin. Jesus told his disciples, whoever sin you be remitted, they're remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. I said, yes, sir, he did. He said, then don't they give the church the authority? Peter was ahead. I said, the church will remit sins the way Peter did. I said, now when they asked, what must you do to be saved? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and remission of sins. You do that and I'll go along with you. You see, the Catholics are just like everybody else. Plumb with the word to start with and plumb off. See? Oh, he said, you're trying to plead the Bible. I said, that's the word. He said, God is in his church. He said, God's in his word. Every man's word's a lie, but his is the truth. So there's no way you can get see but that. They go right into darkness, and the Protestants by the thousands falling into it. Here they are, right down to adopting their creeds and things, going right along, and the word wombing right out proving it. In other words, the word coming out like children out of the womb, living word, proving it, Christ manifesting himself, Hebrews 13 and 8. And in that creed glare, they move right on into darkness, in darkness, just like they did in Noah's time, just like they did at all times. They do it again today, right out in darkness. Why? They reject the light because the creeds have blinded them. They can't get rid of their own thinking. Boy, you talk about sad. What a darkened hour we're in. Yeah, they reject Christ's true eternal light. And what's that? And that's what does it. Cold denominations can never bring light. Looky here. If the Christian, I asked this priest, I'll go with you to the Catholic, I'll go with you that the Catholic Church was at the beginning at Pentecost, not Nicaea, Rome. The church never did begin at Nicaea. It began at Pentecost. At Jerusalem is where the church began. I'll admit this to the people. Them slaves and things that got the Holy Ghost, their master, seeing their power and things, what they were doing, raising dead, speaking tongues, casting devils, foretelling things. The prophet among them, and so forth, come out with sheepskin around, meeting herbs, come to the Nicene Council, great men. And they come out there, come up to that, the Nicene Council standing for the word, but that bloody 15 days, they accepted Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the creed instead of the Bible, dark, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through that come all Protestant churches, born in the same thing, all these other things, false conception of the Holy Ghost, take communion, drink wine, that's the Holy Eucharist, means the Holy Spirit to them, priests give it to you. Now the Bible don't say on the day of Pentecost, fully come, here comes the priest up the road, call it, turn around, lick out your tongue, take the Holy Eucharist. No, it didn't say that. All you people run up here and give me the right hand of fellowship, Baptist, Methodist, didn't say that. I'll put your name in a book. Bring a letter somewhere. He said, all have gone according to one place, and suddenly came a summoner of the gracious mighty will, filled with the Holy Ghost. Staggered like drunk men, merry, with the rest of them under the impact of the Holy Ghost. People laughed and said, these men are full of new wine. What was it? Blind by a creed. Little 2x4 preacher stood up there named Peter. You men of Judea, all ye that dwell, you men of Jerusalem, dwell in Judea. Be this known, ye hearken to my words, they are not drunk. But let me tell you, the scripture said that what this will be. This is the light. This is the word being manifested. Amen. Same thing happens today. They do like they did then, walked away, shake their heads, and let them alone, blind, lead blind, fall in the ditch. Oh, it takes Christ's eternal life to bring the word to light. Light. It takes Christ's eternal life to bring the word to light, to vindication. So the word living is a vindicated word. Show me that where anybody has had a vindicated word but us. Made flesh. Oh my goodness. You see? In other words, there's no life in the sperm. You could have a male sperm count of billions and if they're all dead, what good does it do? That's what they got. They're bringing forth death and abortion. Takes Christ's eternal life to bring the word to life, to vindication. Made flesh. Takes the Holy Spirit to operate the word of God. People try to operate it. Pentecost got right into that. When Jesus said, go into all the worlds and preach to every creature. Now look, Mark 16, last commission, all the world, never has got there yet, see? All the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, and all the worlds baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. These signs shall follow and believe. In other words, in all the world, if they're believers, they'll all come in. Doesn't say they'll shake hands with, no. Good church members, no. In my name, cast out devils, speak with tongues, take up serpents, drink deadly things, won't harm. They lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Oh my. How far? Every creature. How much? All the world, till he comes again. These signs, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, even greater than this will he do, because he go to my Father. Oh, how can we walk away from that is more than I can say. We are in more darkness now than they were. Now, I've just got a couple more verses I want to get rid of to the end as quick as possible. We're in more darkness than they were. I know I wear you out for almost an hour and a half. A whole lot longer than that, I think. But see, this tape's going on there. They're in more darkness than we are. I made the statement. Why? The church in this glare is so deceiving. It looks like the truth. Now, didn't Jesus say, Matthew 24, in the last days the two spirits would be so close till they deceive the very elected, if it was possible. There would be an elected group come out to make the church in the last days. And these organizations, which what they call their truth, would be so close to the real thing, it would deceive the very elected, even Pentecostals. Now, you know you ain't going to take a Pentecost and deceive him with some Methodist or Baptist doctrine. You aren't going to tell him that. He knows better. You're not going to deceive some Baptist with the Lutheran doctrine. Neither going to deceive the message now in this word by some Pentecostal doctrine of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And all that stuff like that. And back there in them creeds. And that they have in that organization set up. No, indeedy. You'll never deceive them because the elect won't be deceived. No. What is it? Deceiving. These glares, what are they doing? They're leading the church to the council slaughter by their glare. That will be the final slaughter when she and Rome connects together. When they form that image of the beast, that's the final slaughter. Well, because he said, I'll kill your children with death. Well, you see, he's got to come down and obliterate them. Oh, come on. They're already dead. That's just rounding up the carcasses. Time for the burial. She's that liveth, is dead while she lives. A goat always leads the sheep to slaughter. Not in the slaughter pens. That goat will run up there and lead the sheep. Then you jump out and let the sheep go on. That's what he does. The slaughter. The Roman goat. That's right. It's the denomination of goats today leading the innocent sheep to the slaughter. Put their salves, their name on their books yonder, they're finished. That's the mark of the beast. In the name of the Lord, I speak. I held that for a long time. That's true. That's exactly. What is the beast? What is the beast? It's the Roman hierarchy, the first organization. What is its mark? The same thing. Exactly. The same thing that was, the slaughter to the glare. But in the light of the present darkness, we still have seen the light of God shine through. How thankful we are for that. Listen close. We have seen the light. His word that he promised for this day, proven and vindicated. It's the truth, the light of the hour. You see what you're talking about? That's the great light. William Branham was a light. There was a greater light, vindicated word. Now there's a greater light still, the vindicator of the word. See, here not long ago, a man in Florida, he had him a car, I believe a Chevrolet. thing went out in him, he couldn't get it fixed, went to the garage, little old mechanic, He says, did this, did that, the other thing, and tried every old thing he could do. Finally, a nice dressed man stepped up and said, may I give you some advice? The mechanic said, well, he said, sure, he said, might as well. Well, the nicely dressed man said, take this, this, and this, and try this. The mechanic tried it, and the thing worked. The mechanic said, who are you? He said, buddy, I'm the chief engineer of General Motors. I'm the one that designed it. Today you're talking about Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, the chief mechanics here. Now look, he's talking about what wasn't there before. See, I just don't understand people's thinking. I can understand it. Number one, I'm a very uncouth person. I should go out and buy some couth, but I don't have enough money. Number one, they can't stand me, but even more, they cannot stand him to get the preeminence. They want to be somebody. They're little Pentecostal women preacher floosies who put on their high heel slippers, cut their hair, paint their faces like Jezebel, then prayed up and down. Spirit of hell! That's all it is. No wonder Samuel said, I'll hack him to pieces. That ripped up the women and destroyed the children. Well, you see, that's different from branding souls to hell, an organization. Are you kidding? Are you waking up here in this little church? To understand this is a day of vengeance, and you and I do not take vengeance, but he will? And if we haven't got some kind of guts and spirit to rise up and to take a stand against their filthy murders, what's going on? There's something wrong with us. Certain preacher one day talked to Brother Paulberg. And he said, well, I just don't believe in fighting. And Brother Paulberg said, leave it. He said, look, if a thing ain't worth fighting for, it ain't believing. This is the hour. The chief mechanic's here, the designer of his word. He said, just think how wonderful. The same pillar of fire that brought the word to Paul is here revealing it. Never came that way to Luther. Because Alpha and Omega, the seven church ages, can only have two prophets. And in between is five, which is all grace, grace, grace. Because he let him get by on the blood. A different picture today. The man who created the heavens and the earth and designed his church. Does he know more about what it takes for the rapture, or does the Methodist or Baptist know more about what it takes? Now, what does it take for the rapture? He's the designer. So what's the chief, what's going to fix this up? The chief mechanic. Amen. Is here to put the nuts together. Yes, I hope his Stilson wrench has a lot of torque. I just said that to sound like I know something about mechanics. Fat. Never mind my sarcasm. He's a designer. He knows what it takes. He's well dressed in the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Who raised Jesus? God raised Jesus. He's walking amongst us today in the power of his resurrection. Well, he better be, because the prophet said he came down and set himself at the head of the church to raise the dead. You bet he's got the power to raise the dead and to change us. All things are possible now that he's here. Sure. He's walking amongst us in the power of his resurrection. He knows what it takes to put the church in rapturing order. He designed it and put the parts together here in the Bible. Amen. Just let the current flow through it. Now watch it operate. Let faith in his promised word up to date flow through, and you'll see how it operates. Hallelujah. Why? He's designed the thing. He designed his church by the word. That's why he put together not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal organization, but by his word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he kept them from the tree of life, but now we should be all jaws and mouth to come to the tree of life. But they don't want to eat. They want vomit, 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 vomit. See why I keep going back to Ephesians? And reading, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, glory, grant the spirit of wisdom and the knowledge of revelation, in the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what's hope is calling, what the rich, the glory, inheritance, and saints, and what's exceeding great in His power to us who believe. According to the working mighty power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Now that's the spirit of the last day. You tell me He's been here without before in resurrection power, you don't know the word. And Brother Vance said, that spirit comes into the church. Then it hasn't been in the church before. I don't know what you're thinking of. Yes, sir, get out of them glares. Get out of Pentecost, you little boys that like to fight this message. You're too busy trying to be somebody. I never saw a cow try to be a cow yet. I never saw a horse try to be a horse. Never saw a dog try to be a dog, because a horse is a horse, and a cow is a cow, and a pig is a pig, and a dog is a dog, and a Christian is a Christian. In the midst of darkness, this dark time we're living in now. In the midst of the darkness, who's going to bring the little bride out? He just said, come out of her, my people. Who knows about it? The chief designer. Oh, yeah. From all this confusion and glare. I wasn't the one down there that appeared. I was only one standing there. I was just a voice.
Hallelujah.
And I hear a little Pentecostal preacher say, well, I'm a very wonderful person. I wish I could say that honestly. I told you a year ago, Paul the aged, John the beloved, Lee Bale the cruddy. What more do you want? At least I'm proud enough to put my name with these great boys. So I got a little too much pride too. But at least, bless God, I'll stand around and at least pick my toes. Not pretend I'm some great fellow like they are. I'm going to tell you something, brother, sister. When you're in the presence of a great person that's really spiritual, something happens to you. You can't be the same again. There's nobody living. I've stood in the presence of the greatest men, I believe, some of the greatest the world's ever seen. And possibly in our age, well, I just leave it at one of the greatest. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not what people think. They're a whole lot different. Here's the Methodists bearing one way, the Baptists another. They're shedding the light, see? Methodists around another Pentecostal way, all glares. They run. They put their names over here in this glare. Yeah. Come to find out something there. Come over here. Come over here. In other words, run around and find out something. This church, that church. Like I said, the priest, if you were all the original church and you went after the doctrine of these men that sat at Nicaea, why is it you haven't got the power that they had back there in the beginning? Why did you do the things that they did, what Jesus said? He said, oh, we're more people now. We live in a different age. I said, the word doesn't change. Signs shall follow them that believe in all ages. Heaven and earth going to pass away. The word will never pass away. That's it. Oh, he said, you're talking Bible. I said, sure. Yes, the word, that is Christ. That's right. So there you are, see. he believes the church is the word, all this kind of junk. And in this fair, the Methodist showing theirs, the Baptist showing theirs, Presbyterian showing theirs, one glowing bigger and bigger. What's he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you he's showing the only true light there is. Because what is there? Catholic, Protestant. Now he was neither one. See? How much glare do we have left over? How can you interpret light in the glare? You can't interpret light with the glare, because light is interpretation and glare is phony. So you've got to jump your own thinking. You've got to start with the rapture, because that's what he said we're waiting for. And if the rapture is not revealed to you, you have not understood this message. You're finished as far as I'm concerned. You better get to know it. Yeah. Well, they say, well, the trouble is, you know, that old Lee Bale, he's the guy that got to preaching that thing hard. So therefore, we ain't going to believe because we don't like Lee Bale. Well, I don't like him either. If I did, you think I'd want to get changed? Don't be stupid. Okay. We live in different ages, then. Method of showing theirs. Each one growing bigger and bigger all the time. The poor little bride. Where's she at? She went over at the Pentecostal Oneness a while. And she put her name on there. And she'd say, well, come to find out, look what they do. They come over here. You've got to belong to this. You don't belong to our church. You're not even the bride. You're not even nothing. Growth assemblies. Look what they got. There you go again. Down to Baptist. Look what they got. What's going to happen to this poor little thing? See? But she's coming for it. Don't you worry. She's going to be there. A fellow was saying here a couple of years ago, went down to Mexico. Held a meeting down there in Carlsbad, Kansas. You heard that down there, there's an elevator, takes the people down. And then he told about the little girl started to scream and the light went out. She was scared to death. So dark. Poor little thing began grabbing everything, trying to scream and holler. Her papa and mama just couldn't stand so dark. Never seen such darkness. That's about the way it is now. That's right. So dark you don't know where to go. You go to Methodist, go to Baptist, go to Presbyterian. It's all the same thing. Eating that old dead rotten man with wiggle tails in it. See? Same old thing. Creeds. Join this. Join that. Old creed everything. You didn't see that in Christ. No, he stood there and he said, hey, look it. I don't preach what you guys preach. John said, I don't preach what you guys preach. John said, it's got to come on down. William Brown said, it's got to come on down. And they say, stand up. I say, oh yeah. No more believe their prophet than that. See? Come join this, come join that. Oh, you see self-righteous people and things. Many fine people in there, in them denominations. I'm saying the system, not the people. But you see, that's what they're eating. Tell them about it. Here's fresh food. Little girl stood there, screamed, top of her voice, going to the hysterics like the little bride is. You know what? Her little brother cried out and said, little sister, don't fear, because he's standing right by the engine. He was standing by the engineer, see? Chief engineer, General Motors. Said, there's a man here who can turn on the light. Don't fear, little sister. There is a man here who can turn on the light. He can make this word live. We don't know how he's coming. We don't know when he's coming. They said, we don't know how he's coming. We don't how. I suppose, no. When he's coming. I don't know nothing about that, but he's here. No, I read that right. Don't fear, little sister. There's a man here. Talk to the bride. Now, don't fear, little bride. There's a man here who can turn on the light. He can make the word live. We don't know when he's coming. Now, remember, coming, appearing, different things. We don't know how, when he's coming. I don't know nothing about that, but he's here. And he can turn on the lights. How are we going to get out of it? I don't know, but he's here. Now, he said the same thing about the rapture. There's a secret in there. But look, you don't need to worry about a secret because it's his secret, not ours. Our secret is we know about it and we're part of it because it's a revelation to us. Now, he's the one. Yes, sir. And he's the one that can turn the lights. Yes, sir. He's the one. He is the light. He just makes himself known. That's how he turns on the light. Not just a minute. If he's been here all these years, then you don't know him as well as we do. Exactly right. It takes Christ to flash away on his lights. And then all the darkness scatters. He separates. Fan is in his hand. He's pulling his little bride out. I'll take a few of the Gentiles for a namesake. That'll have my name. See? The riches of his inheritance in the saints. What his father gave him was his name. We've got it. What's his name? All right. Not Methodist. Not Baptist, Presbyterian, and so on. All right? Let's go back to page 40. 203. He said in the last days, amen. The light of the hour, crying the wilderness. A Babylon, come out of her, my people, that you don't partake of her sins. Touch not the unclean thing. Get away from it, free from the wrath to come. How do you get to be bride? Come out. And if what you come out of doesn't come out of you, you're still back, honey. He is the light, the truth, the light. There's no darkness in him. He scatters darkness when he comes in because he is the Word. And the Word is the light. That's right, because he spoke and said, let there be light. That was the Word that became light. And yet who made it? He did. When he speaks this, it's the light of that age each time. Now, he's here in not a glare, but people are living in a glare. But he is in the vindicated Word. He is absolutely the light in the time of darkness. Yes, sir. All these false glares and things will fade away. Yes, sir. He is here. Then you see, he's not going to fade away. Oh, they say he came, Brother Bear, but he went. Tell him, prove it. The dead haven't been raised. Oh, they come down and sit at the top of the church in order to raise the dead again. Well, that's fine. You show me where it says he'll come down, go up and come down, and go up and come down. You show me. It doesn't say that. And Brother Matt said he does all three in descending, and that's one descent. He's the light in the time of darkness. Yes, sir. He is here. Don't fear. Turn on the lights. His promised word. It lives. It makes. He that believeth in me, the works that I do, he'll do also. Then it's the word. As the Father sent me, so send I you. The Father that sent him, come in him. The Jesus that sends you comes in you. The works that he did then, he does the same thing. Because why? The word is made flesh, in human flesh, manifesting itself in the light of the day. There we are. There it is. Showing the way to life and light. Now, of course, people say, well, you see, there it is, Brother Vail. It's the baptism because he talks about us. Then how about the baptism with Luther? What made Luther who he was? Why does he talk about Luther? Why does he talk about Wesley? Why does he talk about John? Why does he talk about Noah? Why about Moses? Talk about Israel. Talk about us. This prophet said, categorically, the revelation does not come to the body. It comes to a prophet. And no two prophets at one time, unless one be a minor. See, don't get fooled by this switching back and forth and say you can do it. Let somebody stand up and give me thus saith the Lord. Let somebody give me a vision, tell it exactly right. See, don't get fooled because he goes back and forth. That's a curve he's throwing. I discern, he said, stop doing it. Was he too proud? They didn't want me to discern. I might show him up. Huh? You think that's William Branham? You trying to help me? Maybe he didn't like the fact I'm supposed to be a pretty good preacher, which I'm pretty lousy. Don't give me that junk. It's right here. He tells you who he is. He said, if you only knew who I am, he said, everyone would be healed. Boy, did we miss that one. Tell me somebody stand up and say that. If anybody really knows who I am, you'll get healed. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That could be very true. Healed from what? Oh, listen. Come on. Don't ever get fooled. All right. The bride's the body of Christ. Is she Christ? Forget it. The word is made flesh. Human flesh. Manifesting itself in the day, in the light of the day. There we are. There it is. Just as showing the way to light. In the light. Now come on, if the church could do that, you wouldn't need a prophet. She already has the light. Wise men are not blinded by creeds and denominations to walk in that light. What light? It's got to be singular lights, eh? Oh my, there is a man here that can turn on the lights. I'll turn on the lights all right. What does he do? By vindicating his word for this day. Who's he talking about? He's here. William Branham can't vindicate his word. The best William Branham could do is say, by the grace of God, I will pay the $10 tomorrow that I owe you. Or I'll come by and see you. By the grace of God, I'll walk across the street. But William Branham cannot say, I will walk across the street because there's one step between us and death. One heartbeat. How do you know tonight we won't pitch forward? Or I pitch forward off this chair and die. I don't know. I don't think I will, but I don't know. And by the grace of God, be nice if I did. Be out of here. Man can turn on the lights, all right. What does he do? Vindicating his word today. Jesus, the Son of God, who promised the word for this day, is right here with us. How? Is it in spirit? Is he here in flesh? No way. Don't get scared. Don't pay attention to what they're doing. If you do, you'll walk in darkness. Be wise. They that be wise, Daniel said, in these last days will do exploits for their God. See? They'll walk in the light as he's in the light. Don't worry. It may be dark. Look. They're going to force us, everyone. You see? The proclamation going out, little churches like this, come up, close them up. You've got to come in, or they're going to close you up. That's the organization will close you up. Now we're going to close. You have to be one of them or you're not. You're either in that, or you can't do nothing. Can't even buy or sell, that's right. You're daring to pray for the sick. If you're caught in ministry and any sick, or any person with any spiritual thing, you're subject to federal law to be executed. That's exactly right. Where'd that come from? Luther's. Went back to the first little light that shone. See? Alright? Exactly right. You know that. That's right. It's in the papers. You cannot do it. You have to belong to the cult. Brother, let me tell you something. You better get Christ here in your heart right now, because there's a time coming when you're really going to need it. You're not then. There won't be another. We're too late then. Remember, when that seal's put on, she's there for good. So don't you do it. Don't you believe that stuff. You get rid of Christ now. Yes, sir. Vindicates the word and shows it's the light of the hour. That's how we know he's the light, because he is the light manifesting itself in flesh. What flesh? Through William Branham's flesh. Amen. Wasn't William Branham doing it? He was just a voice. He was God's word made flesh. And of course, William Branham was the flesh of God for that particular period of the word. See? See God's word showing itself, vindicating itself. When Messiah cometh, what'll he do? The woman of the well said, when Messiah comes, he'll do these things. You must be a prophet, which is the word foretelling these things. See, what things? What Sarah saw in the tent, what she saw there, she said, this is it. The sign of the Messiah. The Messiah sign. Well, was he there when it was given? Certainly was. He was there at the tent. He was there at the well. Who's here now? I want to know. I want to know these people's answer. They're so smug and those are smart. See? Oh, they think I'm rotten preaching this way. I'm a dirty, oh, I'm the worst guy in the world that I should raise my voice, but they can go everywhere. Well, I can go everywhere too. But I got one thing, I don't go anywhere, but my voice goes everywhere. Does that burn them up? Sure, it burns them up. Oh, you bet they're burnt up. Let them be burnt up. You bet your sweet line. The woman said, you must be, when Messiah comes, you'll tell us, she said. He said, I'm he. See, that was enough. Light shining in the promised word. There is light. Right in the city she went. Come and see a man who told me all things I did. Isn't this the very Messiah? Well, what's here? He's here in spirit. You see? If this was for just every age, like you're trying to tell us now, the baptism, why didn't Luther have it? The Lutherans, they have a name that they live but are dead. We have a name. It doesn't kill us. It takes us in. We're Mrs. Jesus. Put that back on Luther. Little Pentecostal dog vomit. Pig wallow. You see, you hit pretty hard, Brother Vale. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Make no apology. I don't know what I'm to apologize for. Remember, in every age of time of darkness, God always had his word to divide the light from dark. Had the days of Luther, and the Catholic Church had everything. He sent Luther as a shining light. Luther divided truth from darkness. Lutherans got twisted up, made John Wesley, divided light and darkness. Pentecost came along. Methodists gummed up. Baptists, Presbyterians said Pentecost may separate light and darkness. Pentecost went right back to darkness again, to the organization, took their creeds and things. Now the hour is for this word has come to be vindicated. Now remember, they did not have a vindicated word. The only vindication was that this did something to people. But it wasn't vindicated. And you look back, there's lots of error. And you can tell the errors work because none of the people today really preach Luther or Wesley. I read the books. Now the hour's come to be vindicated. He sends the light. The word being manifest, like he did in the beginning. Sends the word. It proves itself. There is light. He always separates. Fan is in his hand, see? The same is now as eternal life in the beginning. Say the word. Look. Children. I'm 5 minutes past due, he says. There's a man present. Don't get scared, no matter what they say. You think they won't come and put pressure on you? Well, says the wife, I'll just walk off and leave you. So, let her leave. Husband said, well, I'll just leave you. I'll divorce you. Go ahead. Kick you out of our churches. So, fine. I've been kicked out of better barrooms, so to speak. Oh, I've been kicked out, yeah. So a couple of times I smartened got up before they'd get to me. Oh, it's nice to jump the fence before you feel the boot. Oh, yes, oh, yes, indeedy. Yes, there's a man present. Don't get scared, no matter what they say. I've seen it come to the spot to where I don't know where to move next. But he's always present. The never-failing presence. He's always there. He can turn on the light. What light? You're in a different area today. He's just waiting, seeing what you're going to do. He can flip the switch anytime he wants to. Yes, sir. There's a man here that can turn on the light. The lights. And those who sat in the regions of darkness, the shadow of death. The regions of shadow of death. Now, that's what he quoted from Matthew 4, the Gentiles. And he said he must appear to the Gentiles and do what he did when he was in the flesh. And he's talking about that spirit that came down. Now, some under the cancer, some of them under the death of denomination, some of them under creed death, some of them under tradition death, and all them kinds of death, and they have seen a great light. The man that flashed the lights then is the same one who in the beginning said, let there be light. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's present today, right here now. Don't get scared. He can turn on. Why does he keep on saying, don't get scared, don't get scared, don't get scared? What to be scared of back there? It's different now, because it is different. I'm going to tell you something. I saw William Branham in the presence of the pillar of fire. And I never saw anybody so scared in my life that had to stand there. Now, let's just get that flat. It's not waving his hand. Say, hi, little feller. Okay, he can, don't get scared. He can turn the light. When the persecution comes, don't get scared. He said, it's coming. There's a light. Said he catches people away. She'll not go through tribulation. She'll never do it. He said she wouldn't. She'll be caught away. How are they going to do it, brother? Looks awful dark. No matter how dark it gets, if you can't see your hand before you, just remember, there's a man here that can turn on the light. But William Branham couldn't say that about himself. He's talked to him, and he said, a man that can turn on the light can rapture the church.
Amen.
And the rapture can only happen when the last one's in. Child train, the dead come up. And we're trained, we're chained. Say, well, yes, sir. Yeah, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego was right up to the fiery furnace, but there's a man there who can turn on the air. They were air conditioned. Yes, sir. Rushing mighty wind that came on Pentecost. He turned it on again, fanned all the breeze away from that fire. There was a man there. He's called the fourth man. There's one here today. He's the only one. Hallelujah. He's got the light switch in his hand. Those who sat in the regions of shadow death, great light sprung up. Don't reject it. Receive it in the name of the Lord while we bow our heads just a moment. We'll walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy you bring. There it is. See? Presence. Same one that brought it is here interpreting. Tell me when that happened in your rest of the ages. Didn't happen. Oh, yeah. Tell me why he said he had a ministry. That was to declare that he's here. To reveal fully. People fight it. They don't realize that Jesus came on the scene and they said, who are you? He said, I'm Messiah. The same one spoke through William Branham and said, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm using this man's voice. You're not listening to him. When did you do that before? That's a prophet. Yeah. Want to fight his presence, why? Your people don't even want to consider it. What if he is here and they turn him down? The Bible said if you turn that one down, the next one you won't turn down. See? What came to Paul, pillar of fire? What did he say? He said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. What William Branham said, the pillar of fire comes. Because that's Jesus. What's he going to do? Came to bring light. Why? Because it's darkness. What kind of mess is the church in? Poor, wretched, miserable, blind, and thinks that she is rich, increasing goods, and doesn't lack a thing. Yeah, how'd you like to have a credit card that you thought was worth $1 million, you went downtown, bought $1 million of stuff, and the next day they came and carted it all away, and you say, hey, this doesn't belong to you. You know what happened? You'd feel worse having missed it, having had it. Now, if you'd never had it, you wouldn't feel so bad when it goes. What if you find out that what was in your grasp tonight, what William Branham stood for, stood in his presence and was there to declare the presence, turning it down, you had it. Now it's taken from you. Listen, didn't he tell the people that he was here as a prophet? God's his own prophet? What happens after prophet? Judge. What happens after judge? King. What's he talking about? The kingdom. So the kingdom constitutes an authority of power. And it constitutes a word of authority. And it constitutes a member or somebody or somebodies that can interpret. And those decree, and the state takes over again. That's what God's doing. See, it's so tragically simple. And it's so nice to be fooled. See? I think the people that don't believe this message should write Ann Landers. Yeah, don't you think so? That's right. I think they should. Let's rise. Heavenly Father, we're grateful again that we've had a time of being with you to go into the message of the prophet and these last closing words we read tonight. These 15 pages or so, what we read, maybe more, bringing out the depth of the reality that you, Jesus, are here. The identical spirit did the same things. You're on earth in a human body. Pillar of fire. Same one that brought the word to Paul, revealed the word. Same one that came down appearing, we believe, bringing that message, using a prophet, is now here after the revelation is completed to bring the dead out of the earth, to change us, and to take us up. For Lord, we do not know anything that anybody has ever said in translating your word. And we do not know that your prophet ever said that you came down, descended, to bring a message, which he categorically said was his message. Maybe I don't understand English, but I believe, Lord, that I do. I believe that you simply used the man to bring your message. That it was not your voice literally, it was the voice of somebody else, but it was your word. And you brought that word. And you are here to raise the dead. Hallelujah. And you are here to take us all up, having changed us. And we feel real good about it. And we're happy, Lord, that we know these things because you said, if we know them, happy are we, and happy are we if we do certain things. And we do the certain things, Lord, which is, we believe your word to begin with. And believe it as you set it forth by your prophet. Hopefully we understand. And we're grateful. Now, Lord, we would like one thing above perhaps a lot of things. And we would like to be so solemnized to your word from your presence that we walked with a hushed and sober manner. We walked in a total realization as far as we can go this side of the resurrection. But to give the honor and glory, your reverence, and that which pertains to it, so that there is nothing we would not do or adhere to, stand for, live for, die for. For Father, we do want to be completely one with you in your word. We want to walk, Lord, in that spirit, that aura. We know there is a spirit in the Lord's day that's full of pride. The devil taking right over where he did in the beginning, taking the church over. I'm rich in priests and goods and don't lack a thing. I am not a widow. I'm not in mourning. I'm the wife of God. And we know that she is a filthy, filthy thing. But Lord, we believe we've come out. And in the coming out, we want to be just like that little bride that you let your prophet see, demure, sweet, beautifully dressed, exactly right, in harmony with the beat of the hour, the word revealed, getting into step, a complete duplication of the age number one, a complete word bride before she lost her virginity by way of the seduced mind. And we coming back, Lord, by the way of the circumcised mind, right back into step. And just like little demure bride, which she is, little bride coming out under the influence and the glory, all these things of the overshadowing of our blessed Redeemer, so that we're ministering what you ministered to us, giving it back to you, walking in the light as you are here, the light giving light. Same light,
that the one in flesh walked in when he was here as your temple. Now, Lord, we mean this tonight. We believe that it's going to come. We don't have any fear, Lord, that it won't come. But we're a little under pressure because we're wishing it would come quicker. We're not discouraged with you, Lord, because we know no matter what happens, there's a bride out there somewhere. You'll do right, and the bride will get right. But Lord, as we by grace count ourselves a part of this, we would love another measure of the sobriety, sincerity, the solemnity, the beauty of the oneness, the pervading quality of that Spirit of Christ that is coming. And as we said, Lord, just we're impatient for it. Can't say it's not coming quick enough because then we'd be wrong trying to force your hand. But we are a little impatient. We're just, well, perhaps under this expectation, we just feel too bad that we're not the better for you. Forgive us. We were counting on the blood. We're counting on the Spirit. We're counting on everything, Lord, to move us up and in. Right into the resurrection. So we praise you tonight. Heal the sick amongst us. Give us victory, Lord. Help us to stay in the light, walk in the light, and let us be lights. City set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Now, Lord, prepare us for the weekend that we might have your presence, the might and beauty and glory of God. May we all be in a real spirit, Lord, toward the meeting coming up in Columbus. Because as previously, at one time, Lord, I had to stand apart. It was my meeting, but I believe, Lord, tonight it's our meeting. It's the people's here and mine together. We're apart. So that our faith goes in one direction, which is toward thee and with thee. We appreciate these things, Lord. Now, remove everything from our hearts that shouldn't be there. Number one, the very sin that Satan fell by reason of pride. We know that there's no way talking ourselves out of it. We're talking you out of it. That's the spirit of this hour. Rich and preaching goods don't lack a thing because the knowledge is missing. The knowledge of the true wisdom of God is true humility. We know that. And we want to get shuck of all these things. I hope it doesn't necessarily take too much fire to burn it off or burn it out. I believe, Lord, happy is the person that takes the hint, that takes the light. Any little substance you give us, any little token, walks right into it. Hopefully that's the way it is. So we commend ourselves to you, God of all grace and mercy, and we are sure happy to do it, Lord. We are so happy to commend ourselves to you, O God, for the safekeeping of our souls unto eternal life. Unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power and honor and glory through Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. So don't forget then, the weekend and the service is coming up. And the Lord's been good. He gave us the Holiday Inn on West Lane for all the rooms we need. Same privileges. Made me so happy, I thought, if next year the Lord tarries and I be in a position where I'm ready to stick my neck out again, have another meeting, we'll go to the Hall Inn. Old room holds 800. Sunday buffet. You know what? I hope there's no meeting next year. We're out of here. All right. Let's walk in the light.